upload a email.
Good afternoon, this is Jay.
Hi, Jay. This is Amy calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, Amy? I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well, thank you. This is a deal that we actually got declined on last week, but I was just curious if I could get some more information on that decline, because we're just re-looking at the file again. Do you need the app number?
Yeah, what's the app number?
Okay, the app number is 249-451, and the customer's business is called Prestige Paint, LLC.
Give me one sec, I'll be right back.
Yeah, no problem.
You want to know what's going on with the merchant's credit, specifically?
Yeah. Sure.
The broker has a 590 credit score. For me to like look and find out exactly what it was, why we couldn't do it, you know, that would take a little while. But credit score isn't the greatest, so it was likely something on there like child support or owing the IRS or tax liens or something. You know, but the credit came back pretty bad because we don't put that much weight on credit. So there was something. It could have been just something on there that took them off, but. I should just come, deals for under $500. So if you want me to chat when my underwriters aren't so busy, maybe next month, we can do that. But right now it's the end of the month and they're all like backed up pretty bad. So if you want to
chat
on Monday, I can definitely get you a better answer, okay?
Okay, no problem. But just for my understanding, what's your guys' minimum FICO score?
There's no minimum score. It's just items we look at on the credit. Like if the merchant has millions of dollars in tax liens, then we don't fund it. If the merchant has like certain things on the credit, like if they're behind on their child support payments, stuff like that, then they don't fund it because that'll cause their account to get garnished. They're behind on judgment payments. If there's another default and another MCA that's showing up on there, then they don't fund it. Or
another
thing. If they see MCA collection companies anywhere on there, then they definitely wouldn't touch it either. So there's several different things that could lead them to do it, but usually if it was a decline on credit, it's not really something that's that negotiable. So.
Okay, I understand. It's just, I guess from our point of view, like on the Experian, I only saw that the customer was like late on some credit card payments. I didn't see any tax liens or BKs, so... I was just curious, but if you think next week is a better time to ask about that stuff, then I'll follow up next week.
Perfect. Yeah, I can definitely get you a more solid answer. Just shoot me an email Monday morning. Just give me the app number and the name of the file. Remind me, hey, I just wanted a little more explanation on what was going on with the credit, and I'll get you an answer ASAP, all right?
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Amy.
All right, bye.